of Anderson today.
The Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
You do one thing when you wake up tomorrow. Bring it.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Well, it's all
pretty much not going to do any live read while this song plays, unless you okay. Promise me that we can go underneath there. Let it go for as long as it's ever gone here. I love that.
But it's all right. I'm going to need you to dive into that live read at some point.
Hey, I went back to 30 yesterday. You know, I had my my face zapped. That's what I call it. That's not what the real thing is there. But I'm trying to get rid of these sunspots. I love it. They do everything there. You know, when I'm in a waiting room and look around, before I go in, and I see Best in Upstate, Best in Upstate, Best in Upstate, Best in Upstate, but they have like 12 Best in Upstates. Recognized as the aesthetics leader in a variety of treatments, the microneedling, the body sculpting, the body freeze stuff, the Botox cosmic stuff. They're the top 1% of accounts for allergen, which is Botox. They have a team of physicians and skincare professionals. The body contouring, the skin rejuvenation treatments. Give them 5 minutes. They're going to give you 10 years back. Guys, we don't talk. You know what? I had lunch with a buddy yesterday. He goes, yeah, I heard you've been doing it, man. I'm going to do a little Botox. I'm going to do it early because I want to maintain as long as I can, and I don't want to do it late. I like this stuff. You know what else I get over there now? I get these products for my face. I want to look good, Zach Ormistor 24. I want to look good. So I've got this skin wash now. One thing I learned more than anything else from Angela is I got to wear sunscreen. Got to take care of this beautiful face God gave me. So they have 4 locations. Man, it's okay. And she talked about her husband saying, you know, my husband's an alpha, but we're starting to take care of his skin now. It's okay to try to look good, guys. Do some consultation with them and let them see how they can help you. Again, give them 5 minutes. They'll give you back 10 years. I love that idea. Back to 30. Back to 30.com, back to 30 Rejuvenation Centers. Love my time over there. Didn't hurt a little bit, Zach. Now, again, I have a high pain tolerance level, you know. I'm pretty much Superman. But that's okay. You don't need to, you're under 30. When you get over 30, stop by and see my friends over there.
You need to clean it up over there a little bit. You got a lot of parent-teacher conferences coming up in the next couple of years. Mm-hmm. You got to impress that.
Mm-hmm.
And
Meredith made it clear. She said, I'm going to tell the little boy, because she's an assistant principal, said, let's make one thing clear. Don't get sent to my office.
Don't get sent to the office.
No. Mm-hmm. You get sent to my office, you do what it takes for you not to get sent to my office.
Would she? Well, he wouldn't even go there right now, would he?
Not yet. He's still, you know, in utero. Is that the right word? He's not going to any school yet. Even though we did start having classes with him in there now. Hey, all right, look, I think I have a new strategy with William. I love William. I look forward to William's calls every single day.
He's a passionate fan.
He is a passionate fan. He loves them.
And just like me, we're both sick of the false narrative you're pushing and this rift between us.
Right.
We're sick of it.
Right. I don't know. Well, I don't know. I shouldn't talk. I'm going to let him talk and let him get his point out and then talk afterwards because I'm missing the point. I don't know the point there was. Did he say something about Will Swinney? Said he's normally on the team. Said, but it's not about Will Swinney. Did he say it's not about 4th and 11? Then talked about 4th and 11. I think he had the wrong game. By the way, I don't think he meant the.
I think it was NC State.
So see, I don't even know what the call is about. Can you tell? What did I miss?
I don't know, man.
What's his point?
He was upset from yesterday. I get it.
He's upset
with our coworkers.
I didn't hear that part. I take it up with them. I don't know anything about that.
We cannot be responsible for what they say on the air.
No. I can't be responsible for what your butt says over there.
Listen, I'm a loose cannon over here. Depends on the day.
Yeah. Georgia fans as a whole have been cantankerous. Is that a word?
Yes. I used it last segment. It's a good word.
You did use it last segment. That's where I got it from. Now I remember that. You suggested it. What is it with Georgia fan? They go 11-2, whatever they went. They won the East. They didn't win. They made a bad play in there and lost, blew a 2-touchdown lead twice, I guess. Georgia fans have been all over me on Twitter. Georgia fan has been very, very sensitive. Georgia fan doesn't like they're not in the playoffs. Best four teams. I made a point last night. Bill and Anderson, hang on, I'm coming to get to you. I made a point last night, and see if you can agree with this point.
Sure.
This whole best four team stuff is garbage. I thought Walt made a great point. We've got a committee, but there's no rules to the committee. We don't tell them what we want. And so is it conference champion or is it not conference champion? Is it head-to-head matter? Is it strength of schedule matter? We give them like a little bit of soft guidelines. Give me some hard guidelines. But this whole idea of best four teams is garbage. You have 13 games to prove who the best teams are. And I made this, Mr. Orr 24, and I don't think people got it. At first, I tried to sneak it in there, but nobody got it. If we're talking about best four teams, are we talking about the best four talented teams? Because Ohio State is one of the best four teams in America. Unfortunately, they didn't prove that in 13 games that they played. Ohio State's going to have, when it comes to producing NFL players, Ohio State's going to have as many pros as any other three teams in the country. They'll be one of the top four teams when it comes to that. Ohio State's ultra talented. You saw the Michigan game and you saw what they did, that they are one of the best four teams in the country. However, in the other 12 games they played, they did not prove they were one of the best four teams in the country. So I'll ask you this, Mr. Orr 24. Are they one of the best four teams in the country?
Ohio State one of the best four teams in the country?
Right.
No.
Right, because they only proved in one of their 13 games.
Correct. Only play a whole season.
And the same thing for University of Georgia.
Yep.
Georgia had 13 games to prove it. Unfortunately, in the LSU game and in the Alabama game, they didn't prove it. And so in the other teams that they played against that they totally outmanned and could have screwed it up and won still anyway, they didn't prove all of that. So this idea of the best four teams, that you have a season to prove your worth, to get into the playoff, to play against your schedule, to do that, and they didn't do that. Are they one of the most talented? Yeah, but so is Ohio State. And they didn't get in. There's no doubt in my mind that Ohio State and Georgia are more talented than Notre Dame. But Notre Dame had a 12-game schedule, which they proved to you that they could beat those teams on that schedule, and they proved to you that they belong in the playoff. Ohio State and Georgia are two of the best four teams in the country, but they didn't prove that over a schedule. We watched them play with our eyes, and we saw that in the Purdue game, in the LSU game, in the Alabama game, they didn't win the games. They don't belong in the playoff. Simple as that. Right, Zach Orr, Mr. 24?
You are rolling here, and I'm letting you roll.
Thank you very much.
Because you're right.
Let me get Bill and Anderson, 654 Roar, Northern Communication phone lines. Good morning, Bill. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing fine. I just finished using the word cantankerous. That was a good word. I heard him on the radio yesterday. His point was everybody was on Kirby Smart for his bad decision. Well, Kirby Smart was a lot worse decision than Dabo Swinney's. For one, you gave them the ball in really good field position instead of down on the goal line. The Dabo Swinney, the fake field goal, still left them, deep in their own territory. And the other part is, the fact is, that play didn't stand a chance, and they should have known it when they came out of the huddle and went into the formation, because the other team was backed up waiting for it. They didn't have everybody on the line like a normal receiving punt formation. They should have gone out of it and gone ahead and punted. That play never stood a chance.
Well, correct me if I'm wrong, Bill, because I didn't hear the call. You did hear the call. And it's not the Florida State game when it comes to 159-10. It was the NC State game when it comes to 141-7. If we're going to start talking about bad play calls out of season, then I don't mind going in and looking at a fake field goal that probably wasn't the best call, but it's hard to give it relevance when you won the game 41-7. If you call that,
but I mean,
if you call a fake punt on 4th and 11 with a tie game with 3 minutes to go inside your own territory and you lose 35-28, that the relevance of that in an SEC championship game is bigger than calling a fake field goal in a game in which you won 41-7.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
But my point was that, I mean, they should have gotten out of that play because it never stood a chance. And if anybody upstairs had looked at the field, they should have called a timeout to get out of that play.
That's right.
But anyway, what I wanted to say was you were talking yesterday. I called in, but I got to work before I got on the air, so I had to hang up. Sorry about that.
Well, I'm sorry about
but
that.
But you were talking about all the attendance at all the bowl games. Well, it's got to where the bowl games really don't care anything about attendance. All the bowl games are is a way for ESPN to fill their time slots. If you look at all those bowls, there's what, 36 or 39 or something like that? All but three belong to ESPN and ABC, which is the same company.
Yeah.
The Sun Bowl's always been carried by CBS. There's one bowl game that's on CBSSN, and there's one bowl game carried by Fox. All the rest are ABC and ESPN.
It's a great point. So it's just, but ESPN's losing money. Can ESPN put bowl games on that they can't sell, I guess? I don't know how that works. And they're packaging that advertising.
Yeah, and you think they're making money on nothing but Sports Center all day long?
Yeah.
At least they're getting their name out. They're getting their advertising out. Everybody realizes, well, they're seeing all their sports on ESPN.
Yeah. That's a very good point.
Anyway, that's what keeps the bowls in business. It's not the ticket sales.
Well, if it was the ticket sales, they wouldn't be in business anymore. Good point.
there would be a lot less, but ESPN is subsidizing them.
Great point, Bill. I appreciate the phone call. Thanks an awful lot.
Okay, we'll see you.
All right, buddy. It's not people. It's not butts in the seats. I can assure you of that. Our friend Georgia Greg in Greenwood. Good morning, Georgia Greg. How you doing?
Good, Mickey. How are you?
Great. Why are Georgia fans, man? They're all mad at me all the time now. they don't know I'm a dog at heart.
Hey, if you got a minute, let me tell you why I think a little bit of it is, and then I'll tell you where I let me tell you my thoughts. I as a season ticket holder for college football for 30 plus years, the regular season has to mean something. And I've said it the whole time. I said, the winner of the SEC championship should go to the playoffs, the loser shouldn't. And as far as Georgia goes, Georgia's at a point now where Alabama is our mountain. We've got to get over Alabama, and I agree. We forget the best four team scenario, all that. Georgia has to beat Alabama. Should be our focus every year. Once you get past that, then what's left, you go after it. But Georgia's at a point right now where they have to beat Alabama. That's where our program is, and we can't. And that's the king of the mountain, and we got to overcome it.
Well, let me tell you what you do, Georgia Greg. You can do like BYU. You could drop out of the SEC, go independent, you play whoever the heck you want. You want to beat Alabama?
No. I'm saying that's what I'm saying. I'm kind of agreeing with you.
Yeah, I know.
That's where we are. It doesn't matter. Right. I mean, who cares if we finish second at the end of the year? Or who cares if we're ranked eighth or ninth?
Right.
If our goal is to be a national champion, you got to go through Bama sometime.
All right, I agree with that.
So we just got to get there. So I have no problem with where we are in the playoffs. I have no problem with, it was a horrible choice play call. No doubt about it. You can look at any scenario, the reason why and all that. And you can't defend really setting it up. You can't defend going through with it. So I don't. The only thing I will say is that they had a great game plan going in. They executed well. The players were playing with passion and heart. And, the team's still together. I like what Baker's doing. But you got to finish the game. You got to finish through. I think if we make the field goal, momentum wise, we're up over two scores. Things work out well. It didn't, but we did, and you can't make the mistakes we did down the stretch and kind of tighten up and choke up the way we did. So that's the way I feel about it. But
I'll tell you this though, and I did some I looked at a bunch of dog sites and Bama sites and some other Southeastern school sites and recruiting sites and Rivals and 247 yesterday. The good news is, man, you're going to close unbelievably in recruiting again. The 2020 class, you're going to do great things again. And I don't think Georgia's going anywhere. I think Georgia's going to be a perennial power now for the next 5 to 6 to 7, 10. I don't know. I don't see the end of it coming. The state's so loaded. There's so many great players there. And you're going to be in this conversation yearly now for the foreseeable future.
Yeah, I agree. And you know, I haven't called in on I just kind of backed away a little bit. You know me, I like talking about football, but I don't like, you know, jumping on each other about wins and losses, so I kind of backed out of that. But I will tell you, I think why the Georgia fan base is a little extra cantankerous, like you said. And you have to go back. If you're a Georgia fan, you're probably a Braves fan, you're probably a Falcons fan. There's probably a lot of people listening on your station right now, Clemson fans and South Carolina fans, are Braves and Falcons fans. This scenario that you're in the championship game, and it starts back with the Braves winning the pennants for all the years. You're Yankees fans, you just can't appreciate this. I mean, you're watching mentally, when everything happens late in the fourth quarter unwind, you go back to Kirby Puckett jumping up on the fence, catching a ball that's going out of the stadium in the eighth inning with the Braves fixing to win their first World Series. You go back to the Joe Carter line drive that should have been on just a line drive. It goes out of the stadium. Wohler's giving up the 3-run. You know, I mean, you look at it as a great comeback being down 2-0 and also fixing to go down 3-0 in the World Series. In 99, we look at it as blowing with the best closer in the game at the time, Wohler's a 3-run homer.
Yeah.
And then you go back to the Elway last second drive with the Falcons in the 90s, and then us blowing the thing with the Patriots, and then the 3 games with Alabama. It's not like you're Vandy or Kentucky and don't get there. It's like you're there, and a lot of times you have it almost wrapped up. And it just, you get your heart pulled out. You know, I'm in the stadium. When we missed the field goal, the whole fourth quarter, my wife's like, why are you look dejected. I'm like, I just got this gut feeling. Mm. We're up 2 touchdowns, and I feel like we're going to lose. So I think that might be a little bit of it. It's not just the one game. It's probably 7 or 8 being a fan of all those teams. Maybe. That's what is a gut shot to me. And I don't know if a fan base feels that way, but it's great being a fan of the Yankees or something. You got all those multiple titles and you've been there all the time. But I mean, do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you know
I never thought about it that way. It never crossed my mind, but it makes a heck of a lot of sense.
Yeah. So, and it's kind of, that's kind of why I didn't want to get in argue. I just wanted to back away from it. You know, I got a lot more things important in life, but yeah. I think it might be a little bit why we get, our feelings a little more hurt on this thing. But
makes sense.
But we're in good standing. I've enjoyed talking to you over the years. I just had to back away. I just couldn't.
I don't
talk about it too much.
I appreciate input. I never thought about it that way, but it makes an awful lot of sense. I appreciate you adding it this morning.
Take care, guys.
See you, Georgia. See you, Georgia Greg. Makes sense. I didn't think about Elway. Think about Georgia fans right now. I'm thinking about Mark Wohler's. Getting up the big home run. But it makes sense, man. Jim Leyers kind of broke their hearts a little bit. But it makes sense. All right, we're going to take a break. Our great friends at Granger Nissan of Anderson. It's all about one thing over there, folks, is inventory, inventory, inventory. That's what you want to see. That's what they have. And Granger Nissan of Anderson is ready for you. It's that December sales, end of the year sales event going on. Their year in sales event right now with the 2019 Altima, the 2019 Rogue, the 2018 Titan. Go by and see these great-looking vehicles. Check the inventory online first before you go over there. 435 vehicles online right now. You can't beat that. It's our friends at Granger Nissan of Anderson, home of the lifetime warranty, the proud partners of the Clemson Tigers, 324-0650. It's Granger Nissan of Anderson.com. Zach Orr, Mr. 24. You know it's Christmas time. You know it's the holiday season. For golfers out there, I've got some ideas. I got some instruction ideas. I have some club fitting ideas, some getaway ideas. I'll let Jeff Gotham from Katichi talk about that after a very short break.
Hey! Hey, Tiger fans, this is Leighton Cubbage, class of 77, with an update on Lakeside Lodge Clemson. This condo hotel is officially under construction, and if you love the Clemson family, then you need to know about it. Lakeside Lodge offers 1, 2, and 3-bedroom condos starting from the mid-200s. You can use it whenever you want, and rent it when you're away with hotel amenities like housekeeping, food and beverage services. You get the perks of ownership without the hassle of maintenance. Hurry, because these condos are selling fast. Visit our sales office at 906 Tiger Boulevard, next to Ruby Tuesdays.
Granger Nissan knows with football season comes tailgating, so make sure you have a reliable way to the big game. As a leader in the market with competitive inventory, you know that you'll be ready to tailgate this season. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the loved ones while on the road. You can drive your next tailgate vehicle with confidence and ease knowing all new vehicles have a lifetime powertrain warranty. So stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson at 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
It happens every time. When a hailstorm hits, there's an increase of people who want to take your money for roof repairs. Problem is, many of them are just trying to take advantage of you and don't really know what they're doing. Gilstrap Roofing has been around for decades. Trust Gilstrap Roofing to handle the repairs and deal with the insurance. Just because someone knocks on your door with a card that says they're a roofer doesn't mean they'll do quality work at a reasonable price. Call Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
When someone or something has been around for generations, you can put your trust in them. I'm Daniel Weber, fourth generation Clemson graduate and your local State Farm insurance agent in Clemson. State Farm has been in business for years, offering home, life, and auto insurance coverage that you can trust, like the trust I hope to earn as your State Farm agent. I'm Daniel Weber, Clemson class of 2011, and I'd like to talk with you about your insurance needs. Call me at 722-9083. We're here to help life go right.
Relax, Tiger Town. Founders Federal Credit Union is in Clemson. Our full-service office is located on Old Greenville Highway next to Walmart Neighborhood Market, just 2 miles from campus. And with 4 on-campus ATMs, Founders is the only financial institution you need in Clemson. Visit RelaxJoinFounders.com to see if you qualify for membership. Go Tigers! Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA and a proud partner of the Clemson Tigers.
Let's face it, credit cards are pretty much a necessity.
New tires for the car? Here's my card.
I take my daughter and her college friends out for sushi? Here's my card. And most of us just accept the high interest rates credit cards charge as a necessary evil.
What are you gonna do?
Here's what you can do. Get a low fixed rate credit card consolidation loan from LightStream and pay off those credit card balances. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000, and you could get your money as soon as the day you apply. The average credit card company charges over 19% APR. But with LightStream, you can get a fixed rate as low as 6.14% APR with AutoPay.
Now I can pay off my high-interest credit cards and save money with a much lower rate. Thanks, LightStream.
Want an even lower interest rate? Apply today at lightstream.com/radio and get an additional interest rate discount. That's lightstream.com/radio for an additional discount. lightstream.com/radio.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/radio for more information.
Happy holidays from TNT Sports. We are offering a deal for new clients that you don't want to miss. This offer for baseball and softball players includes 10 half-hour lessons with Jay to develop your skill set and 10 speed and agility sessions with Jodon. This $800 value is yours with a very low cost of $399. You heard that right, only $399. Take advantage before the special ends on January 5th. Call today, 864-710-9259. That's 864-710-9259.
Wake up. The Mickey Plyler Show.
On 105.5 The Roar.
Well, butter my butt and call me a biscuit.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Well, they blew up a chicken man in Philly last night. Now they blew up his house too. Down on the boardwalk, they're getting ready for a fight. Gonna see what them racket boys can do. Now there's trouble busting.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Hey, if you're still heading to the Cotton Bowl, you might want to check this out. American, Delta, Southwest Airlines each offer nonstop flights from GSP to the Dallas area on December the 28th and December the 30th. American offers its normal schedule, two daily flights from GSP to Dallas-Fort Worth, while Delta and Southwest are adding in special flights right now. Delta's flights offer to GSP to DWF and Southwest flights GSP to Dallas Love Field there. They strive to make you the best, most convenient option available. There are great times on there now. You can go to delta.com. You can go to southwest.com. Check them out, and they would love to have you fly. Don't have to go to Charlotte or Atlanta. They've got them right there at GSP. Check them out online. Adding flights now to Dallas for the Cotton Bowl. Really good stuff from our friends over at GSP. To our guest lines, and let's get with our friend Jeff Gotham from down at Katichi Golf Club down over in Hartwell, Georgia. Hey, good morning, Jeff. How you doing this morning?
I'm good, Mickey. How are you this morning?
I'm doing fantastic. I wanted to bring you on end of the year. Jeff, I've got people that don't play golf that come up to me sometimes, yeah, and they say, or our family members know nothing about golf, and they go, hey, what do you need? I know you want, you play a bunch of golf. I don't know anything about golf. I want to get you something. What do you need? Hey, I can think of no better present than maybe buying somebody golf lessons, maybe a club fitting, maybe a round of golf, maybe maybe staying over at Katichi and create accommodation. That'd be a great present,
exactly
right?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're exactly right. You know, and there are a lot of people out there that don't know anything about golf because they don't play, but they have family members that are right in love with the game. They're very passionate about it, and they just don't know what direction to head. So we want to invite them to come over to Katichi and, you know, discover what we have going on. And you know, I'm just back from South Korea. I spent a trip over with David Ledbetter and the global instruction team and had a great experience there. And we got talking about some things. So, you know, over at Katichi, we've created a couple of different packages for those folks that aren't sure what to do. We've got, you know, the driver, the wedge, and the putter are really the three most important clubs in any player's game. And so we've created a package to where if somebody wants to buy three specialty lessons for a family member, or you know what, it's not a bad time of year to buy yourself a gift and use it maybe next spring or summer when you are in the heat of your own game. But three specialty lessons, one lesson with your driver, one with your putter, and a wedge lesson. These are all one-hour lessons, and they can be spaced out based on the amount of time that the player has or they want to practice in between sessions. So we have that going on. I've got something going on with, you know, this is the time of year also we want to try to help some people out. So we've really lowered the lesson price for one-hour lesson. If somebody just wants to purchase one-hour lesson, it's $60, but they have to bring me six non-perishable canned goods, and we're going to donate those to our local food pantry. So, you know, we're going to try to spread it out a little bit, give some folks a break on the price of the lesson, but we're going to try to help out some other folks as well. The really big deal for that really avid golfer, that person that really likes to practice is and learn, and really learn what their body does and how to move and how to strike a golf ball, is I've got an unlimited lessons for 1 year. It starts January 1st. I buy it before the end of the year. It starts January 1st, goes to the end of next year. They can take as many lessons as they want in a year. They can do 1 hour per day. If you want to come on Tuesday, we'll do Tuesday. The next day, Wednesday, we will do it. It's $1,500. If you took 1.5 lessons a month, you're already ahead. And we're giving people the opportunity to take multiple lessons during a week. So, you know, if somebody has got someone in their family or for themselves that they really want to, this is the year they dedicate themselves to getting better, this is really the best program to do it with.
I love those ideas. I love the packages. And I'm glad you mentioned that, because while some might not be thinking about it in December, hey, man, March, April, May is right around the corner. I think that's awesome. I think that's fantastic. I'll tell you, we'll tell more folks about that, about the packages coming up. I know this. You spend a lot of time. It's Ledbetter Academy over there now, Ledbetter Junior Academy, everything you guys do. Here's a question for you, Jeff. What's the most important thing you've learned from David Ledbetter? And not, maybe not about golf, maybe about life, maybe about how to treat people, whatever. He's one of the most interesting people I've ever been around. What have you learned from David Ledbetter?
Well, you know, I'll tell you, it's been a great experience being around David and you know, his entire team. Is the most impressive part is they love the game just as much as you and I do. They are in love with the game, and they don't have a big ego. I mean, you know, if there were anybody that could probably justify having a little bit of an ego, it might be David Ledbetter, because he's taught more number one players in the world than anybody. So if there were anybody who could wave that banner around more than him, I don't know who it would be, but it is such an approach of just genuine love for the game and genuine passion for wanting to help people get better. They are without ego. They just want to help people get better. It is a very warm community. It's a teaching environment. It feels like an instructional family. It is. It's a great group of people to be associated with, and I couldn't be prouder or more fortunate. But that was something that really stood out the first couple times I went and spent some time with David and his team of instructors. Is, you know, they're the real McCoy.
Yeah.
And it's really nice to be around that.
I've spent 2 or 3 days with him. We've had him on the show a couple times now. I spent the whole day with him one time, and I was shocked that he spent as much time and care with a 23 handicapper as he seemingly did of taking care of Ernie Els or Nick Faldo or Michelle Wheath or something. That was amazing to me. And you're right about ego. He has every right in the world to have one, but he doesn't have one. That is amazing.
Hey,
I think about you, and I think about all the awards you've won, all the certifications you do, the Ping Regional Club Fitter of the Year, the Titleist Certified Club Fitter, all the technology, the swing K vest, and the body track, and all this kind of stuff. Give me an idea of why it's important for you guys. It's continuing education, because technology just keeps going in your field.
Well, it really does, you know, and through people that know how to research things like this, is they're finding out information that can help us help a player. You know, this technology, you know, and you know this, Mickey, from years of playing, is that, you know, on Friday we might have it, and on Saturday we don't know where it went. And it's because we never really knew what moved first or what part of our body moved the next part. So it's actually, all the technology is making it easier and clearer to help a player understand how they move. And it's not, it's no longer a search for how do I look like my favorite player?
Right.
You know, because their favorite player is just doing what's natural to them.
Right.
But we want to do the same thing for the player that's in front of us. So that's what all this technology is doing, is it's helping us help that player learn what they do most naturally. You know, and one of the words that comes out of David's instruction a lot, and whether it be on the books or the internet space, is the word holistic. It's a holistic approach, which really means it's the most natural way we move. And, everything starts in the ground. All athletics starts in the ground. It doesn't start from the top down, it starts from the ground up. And so that's really where we begin, is we begin with the basics, and we start with our relationship with the ground. If we can do that, then we can really help a player build a solid golfing structure, and they will love the game for a long period of time.
Got to let the dog wag the tail, man. I like that idea. I know David talks about that as well. Hey, final one for you, Jeff. Club fitting. I've got some friends that go to Katichi now, and I've got some friends that, you know, they're borderline, they're good players, they're 6th-rate handicappers, and they're seniors, and they want to play better, but their equipment doesn't fit right. I know you spend an awful lot of time in certifications and club fitting and all kinds of, everybody's got their own little system now. Talk to me about the importance of getting fit.
Well, you know, it's really a funny thing. What the human nature sometimes is someone would walk into a discount shoe store and pay $30 for a pair of shoes, but they won't leave that they will not leave that store without trying those shoes on, and as they should. But yet they may walk into a golf store and pick up a club or purchase a club just because they think it looks good, or they're again, their favorite player uses it. It doesn't mean it fits that particular individual. So club fitting is just as important as instruction. In fact, they actually, if you do it correctly, they go together. They really do go together, that a good instructor and club fitter. Well, if they have the skill to do both, that's fantastic. And if they don't have the skill to do both, they know they have a teammate with them there on property. And I'm fortunate enough that I've been able to spend a great deal of time in the instruction and the club fitting field. So to tell you how important club fitting is, the words almost don't exist.
Well, we're lucky to have.
It's just paramount. It's just really paramount to somebody playing well. No different than a long distance runner wouldn't be running in the wrong shoes.
Yeah, no doubt about that.
It wouldn't be very efficient, and that's probably the best word to use, is that a properly fit set of clubs will allow that player to play with a more efficient movement. As opposed to the player that has unfitted clubs, you know, by the time they get late in the round, and you've heard this before, people will say, God, by the time I get to 14 or 15, I'm pretty exhausted.
Yeah.
Well, that might be because they're swinging with golf clubs that just don't fit them, and they're fighting it. And so we can really, really help them enjoy the golf game a lot more with the properly fit set of clubs.
Jeff, if people want to find out more about the driver wedge putter lessons, if they want to find out more about how you can get a $60 hour lesson by bringing six non-perishable food items around this holiday season, or more about the unlimited lessons for a year, how they find out about Jeff Gotham, Katichi, the great plans you guys have there?
Well, they can certainly call me directly at 706-856-3322. And if they don't have access to a phone at their hand, then they can email me from their computer. It's jeff@katichi.com.
I love it. Always love seeing you. Always love spending time with you. Always like learning from you. Great plans, great specials. It'd be some awesome Christmas presents for a great golfer, including buying for yourself. You got to give it to yourself, too. You got to be good to yourself, as
usual.
Absolutely. Yeah, I always enjoy our time, Jeff. Continued success. Let's talk again after the new year.
I can't wait. Thanks, Mickey.
All right. That's a great friend, Jeff Gotham, award-winning instructor and club fitter over at Katichi. Speaking of Jeff, can I get Jeff in Elberton in? He's been hanging on before break. We stay in the state of Georgia, and we stay with Jeff over in Elberton. Hey, Jeff, thanks for hanging on so long, man. How you doing this morning?
Yeah, hey, Mickey. This is my first time calling in, but I had to call this morning.
What took you so long?
Well, I heard everything that was going on this morning with William and Greg and everybody calling in, and I just had to call to get my two cents in.
Let's hear it.
And I do not believe the sun rises and sets in that bright Jeep. I'm just a college football fan in general. So this is my unbiased opinion. I feel like, and this specifically comes to really good show, Mickey, because Georgia's had rivals. We got Tech. We got Auburn. We got, you know, even now Alabama.
Tennessee.
But let's face it. Tennessee, yeah. Florida.
Yeah.
But let's face it. Georgia's biggest rival, the one that every Georgia fan has always despised, is Clemson. And when Georgia won their national championship in 1980, and then Clemson went and won it in 81. That was kind of like the measuring stick. That was like, okay, Georgia fans were like, okay, we won it both at the same time. The next time, we want to win it before Clemson. And when Clemson won their second national championship, and Georgia was still kind of floundering around, not 1-1, that really, you talk about cantankerous. I mean, that was like a canker sore right there for Georgia fans. And I feel like now that it has swelled and festered and to the point to where when Georgia fans hear Clemson fans talk, it drives them crazy because they're like, they won a second national championship before we did. Oh God, you know, and this is what I hear from Georgia fans where I work and where I live, that it just kills them that Clemson won that second national championship before Georgia.
I didn't realize that, Jeff, because I know they have so many rivals there, but let me leave you with this. There's one answer to this. Let's play every year. Let's get it on the schedule.
Exactly.
Let's settle it on the field every year.
Exactly. Exactly. Just play. Because that really is. I mean, I'm 53 years old. Georgia's biggest rival, you can talk Auburn, Tech, Florida, all them teams. No, you know, I don't mean this in a bad way when I say it, but Georgia hates Clemson. But, you know, like I said, I'm not one of those fans who believe the sun rises and sets in that black G. I like Georgia. I like Clemson. I like Alabama. I like just college football in general. I try to watch as much of it as I can.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I'm giving you my unbiased opinion on why Georgia fans are a little bit cantankerous or sore. But it's when they hear Clemson, and when, let's face it, where we live, there is no sports radio station. There's nothing else to listen to in the morning but the Mickey Palmer Show. That's all we got to listen to. So we ride to work and we hear, you know, Clemson. And it's like a lot of Georgia fans are like, well, dang it, I'm tired of hearing about Clemson.
I didn't mean to add to the source of the frustration. So, hey, but do me a favor, Jeff. I enjoyed talking to you. Don't be a stranger, man. I can't believe it took you this long. Call me more often.
I will.
Hey, from the granite capital of the world down there in Elbert County, Elberton, Georgia. I love the place. I love the Granite Bowl down there. I love the place.
Yeah, we make the visitors sit by the jail cell.
I've been there, man.
How intimidating is that?
It's intimidating. I've been there. That's a great point. Jeff, have a great day, man. Thanks for calling in.
All right, thank you.
All right, buddy. We'll take a short break from the Mickey Palmer Show. More on your turn. Paul Strelo, 805, an open phone line segment right after this.
Hey, Tiger fans, this is Michael Thacker with an update on Lakeside Lodge Clemson, Clemson's first condo hotel. Now under construction, Lakeside Lodge offers 1, 2, and 3-bedroom condos starting in the mid-200s. You can use it whenever you want and rent it when you're away. It's that easy. With top-notch amenities like housekeeping, food and beverage, service, and lake access, Lakeside Lodge will provide the ultimate Clemson experience. Hurry, because these condos are selling fast. Visit our sales office at 906 Clemson Boulevard next to Ruby Tuesday.
You don't need an umbrella until it's raining, kind of like how you don't need insurance until you need it. Emergencies happen, life happens, and it's a good thing to know you're covered for exactly what you need and nothing that you don't. Call Mark Miesbauer, Local Health Markets Insurance Agent, to make sure you're covered. And for the lowest price, the call and Mark services are completely free. Open enrollment ends December 15th, so be sure to call today. 864-214-2375.
At Ingles, we know that Christmas is a family affair.
A wish inside night and still in effect.
Okay, we're ready.
May yours be merry and bright.
Merry Christmas!
This week at Ingles, Smithfield Super Trim Shank Portion Smoked Ham, 88 cents a pound. Select sizes and varieties Kraft Macaroni and Cheese, 2 for $6. And select Edwards Frozen Cream Pie, $4.98 each. Ingles, low prices, love the savings.
Looking for delicious and innovative food in downtown Clemson? The Blue Heron Restaurant and Sushi Bar is the answer. Fresh house-cut steaks and seafood and free-range poultry are just a few of the menu items that define the Blue Heron. And specials like 2 for Tuesday. Buy one roll and get the second half price. The finest steaks and fresh seafood at the Blue Heron, College Avenue, Clemson. Visit our website at blueheronfood.com.
Now through December 31st, it's Supplier Pricing Month at George Coleman Ford, where cars and trucks cost less than travelers rest. They want to close out the year with a bang, so George Coleman Ford is honoring supplier pricing on all new vehicle models. George Coleman Ford guarantees you won't find a better deal on any in-stock new Ford anywhere in the upstate. Act now, because these deals are only good through December 31st. Just mention this ad and get supplier pricing at George Coleman Ford.
Bring your own tools, pull the parts you need, and save big. At LKQ Pick Your Part, you'll find millions of parts from hundreds of cars and trucks to choose from. Right now, download our PYP Garage app. Get instant notifications when your vehicle comes to an LKQ Pick Your Part near you. Sign up for our PYP Garage and start earning points towards discounts on future purchases at LKQ Pick Your Part. It's easy and free to sign up. Visit LKQPickYourPart.com for more information or visit us today and save big. What's in your garage?
Hey guys, if she wanted an engagement truck, you'd be all over it. Or a shotgun, or a Yeti cooler. But a diamond? Why in the world does it need to be a diamond? What does it do for anyone? Well, for her, it does quite a bit. It's a daily reminder of the fact that you see and respect the real her, that she's more to you than just another girl. It's a symbol of trust and caring, of a belief that the two of you are meant for each other. Diamonds are the chosen symbol because they last forever. It's the only thing you can give to her that she can wear every day, and it will still look as good in 50 years as it did the day you gave it to her. So if it's that time for you to show someone special how much she means to you, I'd like to invite you to Scores Jewelers in Anderson. At Scores, our goal is simply to offer guidance and expertise to help you find the right diamond and the right ring. What we won't offer is pressure. We believe strongly in taking care of people and making friends, because friends come back and we'd like to see you again. Our new building isn't quite ready yet, so you can still find us between Old Navy and Pier 1 in Anderson or online at scoresdiamondjewelers.com. I'm William Nichols, and I want to be your jeweler.
All the sports from last night and everything you need going into today.
Coming through loud and clear.
It's the Mickey Flyler Show. Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Well, I got a woman way over town that's good to me.
Hey, my friends at First Class Halt. Oh, yeah. You okay over there? Mickey Palmer, Zach Moore. Yes. Right. My friends at First Class Halt want to show you First Class and what they do. If you have a Honda, if you have an Acura, if you have a Lexus, if you have a Toyota, go by and see them. I went by and saw them. I love this idea.
You got one of those.
Yeah, I do. The Honda guy just works on Hondas. The Lexus guy works on Lexus. The Acura guy only works on Lexus. The Toyota guy only works on Toyotas. I love this idea. Had a friend of mine last night said he's going to buy him a Toyota Tacoma truck. And if I said, hey, look, if you ever have any problems with it, you got to take it to First Class Halt. They are, I tell you what now, sometimes I'm not going to tell you what you want to hear, but I love this idea. I heard this from Mark and Jeff. Said, we had a guy come in and said, all right, give me a rundown of what I need. He goes, well, man, you need about $1,500 worth of stuff. He goes, but, the guy said, well, I can't afford that. He goes, here's what we do. Let's prioritize it for you. Right now, the most important thing is you got to have brakes first. So they did the brakes for, I don't know what the price was.
You got
to
stop.
So, but later on, you know, eventually you need to think about this or need to think about time belt, whatever it might be. But they're going to do that for you. They're not trying to say, here's how First Class Halt really makes it. You ready? They have you come back in a second time, a third time, and a fourth time, and a fifth time, and a sixth time in case it ever happens again. Warranties like crazy. They're just honest with you. They're up front with you. I know someone here locally that I've heard nightmares about. Matter of fact, the people I've taken my car to for years and years and years before I met these people at Halt too, I always say, hey, man, how about these other people? I said, oh, man, they're not honest about it. I'll tell you this. These people are honest as the day is long. Get in touch with them. Honda, Acura, Lexus, Toyota at First Class Halt. Check out their travel specials right now. You're going to love them. FirstClassHalt.com. I was asked during the break that if we had a drink named after me, Mickey Palmer, and obviously we call it the Mickey Palmies, what would be in it? I don't know. Let me come up with that.
You said sweet tea, lemonade, and Pappy Van Winkle, like an aristocrat.
I think that's it. I think I could one up Arnold Palmer at his own drink. Who wants Arnie Palmies? What a great movie that is.
Jeez.
How about when the guy says, you're looking right now, I think I got hair all over my body, but hairless.
How about being in high school and playing a golf match at a course that was like 45 minutes away?
Yeah.
Going into the pro shop beforehand and buying Arnold Palmers and grabbing the spiked Arnold Palmers by accident.
No, you did?
Yeah.
We did, really?
We all did.
And you were hammered. And sold it to you?
They sold it to us because it looks similar to the other ones. And you put it up there and rang it up, $250 or whatever it was, walked out, took a sip and like,
whoa.
This is a little stronger than usual.
I'd get in trouble for that.
Yeah.
Hey, a texture makes a good point about the Mickey Palmies.
Mm-hmm.
You got to have a little Capri Sun in there.
That's true. But you can't go with the orange on that. You can't bury Pappy Van Winkle in an orange Capri Sun.
What is it, TVD drink? Sunrise Surprise or something?
Capri Sun Pacific Cooler.
Pacific Cooler.
Put some respect on the name, please. Thanks.
Pacific Cooler. I love it. 654 Roar. Paul Strelo at 805, but Paul from Ennery at 753. Good morning, Paul from Ennery. How you doing?
Just fine, buddy. Hey, I always wondered how we got Arnold's grandson, the Saunders kid. It must have been your cousin.
Yeah,
now
we all keep it in family.
Such a good golfer.
Yeah, we all keep it in family.
Yeah, I know.
Now I know why
you're such a good golfer. You're a Palmer. Right. Yeah, I got lesson from your granddad.
That's right. That's exactly right. Mickey Palmer.
All right, Mickey. Have a good day.
Thank you, Paul. Appreciate the phone call. I enjoyed the Georgia Banter. Let me ask you this, Mr. Moore.
Yes, Mr. Palmer.
Did you realize that Georgia fans hate Clemson as much as the caller from Elberton mentioned, Jeff from Elberton mentioned?
I had no idea, to be honest with you. I thought there was a hate for Auburn. I think there's a hate for Auburn, isn't there?
Georgia has more rivals than anybody in the country.
They hate Auburn.
Yep.
They hate Bama.
Yep.
I guess they hate Clemson.
Yep.
They hate South Carolina.
Yep.
Who am I missing? Georgia Tech?
Yep.
Who else?
Two more?
Florida?
Yep.
Tennessee?
Yep.
Yep. It's just exhausting.
It really is. There's one thing in there that said, we hate orange. I saw this Georgia t-shirt. We hate orange. They hate Georgia, Clemson. Georgia. They hate Auburn, Clemson, Tennessee, and Florida.
Okay.
But they really don't. I don't know who the biggest rival is. I know one time in the Atlanta Journal-Constitution.
I just want to eat.
I want you to eat.
I just want to eat.
What does the young people say today? Eat? Okay, I'll break it out before practice today, guys. I'll really get them upset. I'm really going to challenge them today.
You're going to get that bread.
I just want to eat. I want you to eat. I just want to get upset on the sideline on 3rd and 2 and my visor come over my head and my big boy haircut. You know what? It's time for the guy to get a big boy haircut, right?
Big boy haircut.
My wife talks about that, how Drake's going to have a big boy haircut after a while, but for a little bit, he's not going to have a big boy haircut.
What does that mean?
I don't know, but it looks like Kirby's still got Kirby's got bad hair, let's face it.
A little high and tight in the little fella.
Yeah.
High and tight. Let's get him into wrestling nice and early.
And at some point in time in your life, you stop wearing visors, right?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
You're not in college anymore.
No, you're right. I mean, if you got the hair for it, though. If
the
hair's still
hair
there.
He's got the bowl cut. He needs a big boy haircut.
He needs a big boy haircut.
He needs to do like Jake Bentley. Go to a stylist and get a big boy haircut. Maybe like a Tim Tebow where he kind of just gets something cut in there or something. I don't know. It's just time for that to be the case. But Georgia does have more rivals. And Atlanta Journal Constitution, they had a thing of who's the biggest rival in there, and it was a poll of all those teams. I don't know why Georgia has so many rivals. Maybe because they border the state of South Carolina, the border state of Tennessee, border state of Alabama, border state of Florida, maybe.
Maybe it's because of this cantankerous attitude that they have towards everybody and everything.
When did they forget that I was actually a Georgia fan?
When were you a Georgia? Why are you admitting that on there?
I just love my hairy dogs. Oak City Tiger says, UGA's rival used to be the Athens Police Department. I love this text right here that says, hey, Georgia fans need to get over it and just contact Central Florida fans about where to get their national championship t-shirts. Touche. The Atlanta Journal-Constitution needs to have another poll up. Kirby's worst call. Fourth down against Vanderbilt, losing at home. Fake kick against LSU. Fake punt against Alabama. That'd be a good little thing for him to get into. 654-ROAR, 654-7627. I think Nick's been hanging on the longest in GER. Good morning, Nick. How you doing this morning?
Good. How are you, Mickey?
Couldn't be better, man. Very blessed. I hope I can say the same about you.
Yeah, first time caller. I listen to you usually every morning, taking the kids to school, of course.
Well, good. Glad to call.
So, just wanted to touch on William, and it seems like I hear this all the time from the Georgia fans, and it's like they're in the five stages of death at nine. They're just in the denial and anger part, and they just cannot hit the acceptance. And it's, I don't know, it's just getting old. I mean, I understand. And he talked about, you know, a bad call versus the bad call Dabo made. I mean, it's all about context and situation, you know. Dabo never had the game on the line.
Right.
It's okay to try new things. And, you know, as far as Kirby, well, he had the game on the line. He was trying to win. And, you know, the Georgia fans keep saying, you know, we're one of the best teams. We're one of the best teams. Yada, yada, yada. Well, act like it. If Georgia is one of the best teams, then you should have beat ASU.
Right. Totally agree. Totally agree. Hey, Nick, call more. I got to get top of the hour break, but call more often, man. I'd love to hear from you, all right?
All right, thanks. All
right, appreciate that. He mentioned the five stages of grief. At Georgia, there are only four stages of grief. Either fourth or 11 of those. I'm not sure how that works out. Hey, my friend over at Kiwi Financial Group, KiwiFG.com. These guys are awesome. They want to, Greg Wells wants to have a positive effect on the clients. And really, let's face it, Zach, I don't know anything about Social Security, and I hope not to take it for a long time, but I didn't know there's 97 different ways to begin your benefits if you're an individual, 388 ways for couples to file for this. Don't work all your life. Get to the finish line and then ruin it by taking the wrong advice on when to start taking your Social Security, how to start filing for that. Let the Kiwi Financial Group take care of it for you. Greg Wells, Kiwi Financial Group, 402 Pendleton Road in Clemson, next door to Max Drive-In, 654-5043, are very easy to remember this, KiwiFG.com. On tomorrow's show, Zach Orr will go over all 97 different ways for individuals and 388 different ways for couples to take their Social Security benefits. He'll go over all those on the show. Paul Strelo joined